This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vaccination rates for children and toddlers in Colorado have declined in recent years. Matthew Daly, a pediatrician with Kaiser Permanente, says there's more to the numbers than the safety concerns of families.
They just have some barriers, like kids who moved across state lines were less likely to complete these multi-dose vaccine series. We also found that kids who were lacking health insurance coverage were also less likely to complete this multi-dose vaccine series.
Daly is the co-author of a study looking at the issue. He says that besides increasing insurance coverage for families, doctors can send reminders to parents and keep schedules flexible. Six parks in Denver may get new names. Denverite's Desiree Matherin says it's part of the Renaming Denver Parks project.
The project is part of a larger city effort focused on equity through the names of city-owned properties. Officials researched namesakes to make sure they weren't associated with racism or any type of exclusionary actions. The six parks identified for the project are Jefferson Park, La Alma Lincoln Park, Jefferson Square Park, SR DeBoer Park, Pasquinel's Landing, and Grant Frontier Park. Officials are in the community outreach portion of the process, and it is up to Denverites to determine whether the name should be changed. Desiree Matherin, Denverite.
The first community meeting is Wednesday about DeBoer Park near the University of Denver. After a spring and summer of extremes, what will Colorado's fall and winter be like? Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says it's still too early to say.
With this massive El Nino that's developing, the warm water in the Pacific, it's kind of a crapshoot as to what's going to happen, because the Pacific is a big place, and exactly where that pool of warm water sets up changes how the jet stream flows. Typically, an El Nino fall into winter would bring us chances for maybe a big snow.
Nelson also says in a typical El Nino year, southwestern Colorado will get heavier snow than the northern part of the state. There's rain in the forecast today along the Front Range, around Denver, and in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.